T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, it's Gunnar and Cheyenne. Welcome to our on-demand channel and episode 3 of our podcast, which we chat a little bit about the coronavirus.
We do, and how it's affecting baseball.
Baseball and us here in the building.
Yep.
And little things and little tools that they have given us and discussions that have been had if the coronavirus does get into this building.
Kind of like what's our plan going forward and how we're going to survive and keep things going.
If you're curious about that, take a listen to the first part of the podcast. Coming up at about the 10-minute, 20-second mark is when we're going to be talking to Derek Hall. He is the CEO. He's like the big dog with the Arizona Diamondbacks.
He's basically number 2 right behind the owner.
That's big.
That's a big deal.
The CEO.
He's talking to us.
He's talking to us on the podcast right now.
I want to introduce you to my good friends. I'll make it fast. This is the Gunnar and Cheyenne After Show Podcast. What will be discussed? I have no clue. From haircuts to movies to new tattoos. It's on demand anytime, so catch the broadcast.
It's the Gunnar and Cheyenne After Show Podcast.
You know what's funny about that intro?
Huh?
From my haircuts and movies. This day and age, right now with the coronavirus, it is, those things aren't happening.
Yeah, we're
right
not
now.
Talking about any so, of that yeah, stuff.
We're
soon
going to
be talking about how badly you need a haircut.
I know. It's been a hat every day this week.
I noticed.
episode number 3 of the Gunnar and Cheyenne After Show podcast. Thanks for having us on. It is, we're recording this on Wednesday, March, what is today, the 18th?
Ooh, that's a darn good question. Yeah, the 18th.
Coronavirus. Still at the top of everybody's minds.
We should make a tally board of what day we're on with the outbreaks. We could be like coronavirus day 29.
Well, are we going based on China? Are we going based on when it first hit Seattle? Wasn't Seattle like the first city?
It was,
to break
yes.
out with the coronavirus?
Maybe we should just go off of our Phoenix quarantine. Day 8 of self-quarantine.
But we're not quarantined, though.
I know, but that's just how I feel.
That's the thing about like this particular building is that the on-air staff is considered essential staff.
Right.
Right? Because I guess us being on air is and entertaining causes people to listen, which thus results in ratings, which thus results in revenue.
Right.
Right? So the sales staff are the ones that are working from home.
Correct.
Which they can make phone calls, which is ultimately what they do anyway. And the only thing that's really changed with them is A, they don't have a commute in the morning. B, they don't have any client visits in person.
Yes.
Everything is over the phone. And they have had discussions with us where if the coronavirus does end up in this building, nobody's coming in.
No one.
We will be broadcasting from our houses. And so we've mowed it over to where it sounds like it'll be broadcast from my house somewhere. And we'll cross that bridge when it gets there. But
in a blanket fort.
Because
I'm just excited about the blanket fort.
Well, because we're ultimately in a blanket fort right now. It's just padding all around the room, right?
Yep.
The point of the blanket fort is so that the voices aren't bouncing off the walls, because nobody has padding on their walls.
Right.
Unless you live in a house with shag carpet on the walls.
And or you, for some reason, need a padded room. I don't know.
That's right. Along with a straitjacket.
Exactly. It's your I'm about to lose it room.
Yeah. They're looking... I appreciate that they're looking down the road for a just-in-case scenario.
Absolutely, because we don't want to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning with an email that says, surprise, you're working from home. We don't know how, but we're going to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. We already know how it's figured out, right? So we also were given a letter from the government or some branch of the government that gives us a pass if they ever close down the city, right?
Yes.
Where everybody must stay home. like San Francisco. They have a 24-hour curfew for 3 weeks. You cannot leave your house unless you got to go get medication or essentials or something like that, right?
Correct. So this letter is from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. And it is also from the Integrated Operations Coordination Center and National Communications Coordination Branch.
Wow, it sounds official.
It's extremely official. And it says COVID-19 Declaration of National Emergency. It basically just says that this letter gets you access to go to work.
I feel like it's like one of those like DUI checkpoints, right?
Yes.
Where everybody's lined up. You cannot go through the checkpoint unless you're sober, and you know, in this
right.
case. But in the case of the coronavirus, if they shut everything down, the only people that are allowed to go through, you got to have like a medical ID,
mm-hmm.
you got to have this letter or a badge,
your credentials,
and that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So in that case, because we have this letter, which they said put it in your dashboard, which for whatever reason you're holding it in your hand right now,
because it's in my computer. I put it in my computer in the morning or okay. every day because I don't leave my house without my bag and I don't want it to get ruined in my car.
Gotcha.
Or you know, who knows? You've been
yeah.
in my car. Anything could happen to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's true. It'll go missing. It'll go into the deep, dark hole.
In the crevices of
yeah.
my car.
And then you're trying to show them the letters here somewhere. I swear.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
I open my glove box and it all falls out.
Part of me wants you to do that point just because it's extreme.
It is so extreme.
But I don't want it, you know, because then you got to deal with that.
Yeah. But like, I also feel like that's an experience. Like, what?
No, that's, yeah.
yeah.
Like when I lived in Rapid City, I shared the story in the, I think, like episode 2 of the podcast. Living in Rapid City, the weather there is extreme. In the springtime, the spring snowstorms. I had a snowdrift on my front door that was 6 feet tall. I wasn't even able to leave my parking lot at the apartment
crazy.
Complex. I tried to leave to go to work in the morning because I was doing morning radio there too.
Uh-huh.
And I got high-centered in my parking lot to where I had to dig the snow out from underneath and go back into the parking spot.
Oh, my gosh.
And I could not get into work. I had to hike out to the main road around noon when somebody was able to pick me up out on the main road.
Oh, my goodness.
It's extreme.
That
I would not
intense.
Want to deal with that right now.
Yeah.
But I got to say, to have that story, you know, to just to experience it. But I mean, to experience a coronavirus shutdown to where you got to go to a checkpoint and show a letter.
Right. And say, I have to get to work.
I hope it doesn't get to that point, but I kind of secretly do. I don't know.
Who knows? We'll see what happens. We're winging it.
We'll see. Just stay safe. Keep washing your hands. Keep using that hand sanitizer. What are the fallouts? What are the things that we are missing out on with the coronavirus thing is the suspension and the delay and the postponement, I guess is the word,
mm-hmm.
of the professional sports leagues.
Yes.
We've heard NHL postponed, which they were on the push to the playoffs.
They were, and they had a five home game stand that was coming up
with
too.
The Arizona Coyotes.
Yeah.
And the NBA, they were close to the postseason too,
weren't they? Yeah, they were getting ready for that.
Major League Baseball was in spring training. We're going to be talking to the CEO of the Arizona Diamondbacks and what they've done. You know, when they suspend a season, there's a lot of staff at the stadiums that aren't working.
Yeah.
And what the Diamondbacks have done. And to help those staff members continue to get a paycheck.
Right. And I think that's one thing that I really enjoy about this is that when you're a spectator at a professional sport, you don't realize how important these employees are because you're so invested in the game.
Yep.
But if those employees weren't there, it would be a totally different experience. And
oh,
they're
would.
So needed in the parks.
Yeah, they may be annoying holding up the sign that says, wait till the inning's over, or wait till the next batter. You know, you try mm-hmm. to go out of your seat. But they are there so that other fans can enjoy the game.
Absolutely.
You know, there's that I think that those employees are essential to the game. And yeah, obviously, you have the essential people that are taking tickets and working in the office. And
giving you your beer.
Yeah.
Your soda.
Yeah. Top of the priority list right there.
You see what I did there?
Filling in the beer cups.
Hot dogs.
Beer. Hot dogs, yeah.
Churros.
So that's so cool that the organization, they're going to make sure that those employees do get a paycheck. We'll talk to Derek about that. Also, Major League Baseball, where are they sitting as of right now as far as the season starting? And obviously the CDC, what is it, 25 plus is a too big of a group? You can't have come together in a group of 25 plus. If they ever loosen that to like 200, could they go to be playing baseball without fans in the stands?
Which would be awesome. So at least it's on TV and we can
right.
watch it, but still such a bummer.
It would
I
be a
love
bummer.
Opening day. It's one of my favorite days.
And there just is not going to be an opening day.
Right.
Because even if it starts a month or two later, I guess technically it's opening day?
Technically, yes, it would be opening day. But it's also not in March.
But
the smell of the air is different.
Yeah,
there's so much about outside sports that is all-encompassing of everything. And that just changes.
And I something tells me that the first games of the season, there just is not going to be an audience. They're going to try to get this season going as soon as possible,
yes,
right?
Yes, I agree.
So once the coronavirus stops spreading so quickly, which is spreading quickly because of the big groups that come together.
Right.
So once it stops spreading so quickly, they'll loosen up the 25 rule about groups in 25, allow it to be the 200, because mm-hmm. that's about how many people, what on both teams and staff, and what you need in like a big stadium. And maybe they'll do little, like, what do you call the little post-it note, little hashtag, little side things that are okay for some people, right? A little side rule, right?
Right,
like that
right.
letter, it's okay for us to go to work because we're essential.
An asterisk, that's like...
An asterisk. Yeah. All that to get to a stupid little star. An asterisk. An asterisk that if you have a giant baseball stadium that's as big as like Chase Field or any other baseball stadium in America, that they are allowed to go because they're not so close together, right?
There's enough space between everybody.
Right, so they can still play the baseball games without the fans, and we can just watch it on TV in the comfort of our homes.
Why don't they just... So if the rule was, hey, you need to stay, let's say, 6 feet away from people, just sell every sixth seat.
But then you've got people waiting in line to get in the bathroom lines. You've still got people convening
give
places.
Give people times to be
That's
able to
That's just
go.
Too much work. Just put it on TV.
I'm just trying to make it
I
work.
Know. All right, here we go. Derek Hall, he is the CEO of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Hey, Derek.
Gunner, Cheyenne, good to talk to you guys again.
Hello, yeah. You too.
Thank you.
So Derek Hall is the Chief Executive Officer of the Arizona Diamondbacks. And when we saw news of what you are doing and what the organization is doing for the staff there at Chase Field, we were just led to want to talk to you about it, man. It's just such a cool thing that you're doing in this coronavirus craziness that's going on.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously unfortunate that everybody's going through this. But when we looked at who's going to be impacted, we think immediately it would be the game day staff. Those are the workers that are at every one of the games and so many different, you know, skill sets and occupations. But with games being postponed, we don't know that any are canceled, but with them being postponed even, they're going to be out of work for a while. So we want to make sure we can do as much as possible. We started with a $1 million fund that we've created for them. And it's going to be need-based. We're still working out the details, but it's the least that we could do.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
I mean, game day staff from the ushers at the top of the stairs to the ticket takers. I mean, it's pretty much everybody at Chase Field that is there on the seasonal thing. They're the ones taking part in this, huh?
Yeah. They're so important at what we do, and they're the ones that have the relationships and interaction with our fans and with you guys. I mean, mm-hmm. It's one thing for all of our employees, front office, 350 employees to talk about customer service and treating everybody better than any team in sports, yet it's them. You know, they're the ones who do it each and every day, and they love this organization, and they rely on these games. And so hopefully we don't lose any games, but nonetheless, you know, they're not going to be working when they thought they would starting March 26th. So we're going to be there to hopefully assist. And now we start to worry, is it enough? You know, and just how long will this go on? I mean, it never ends.
Now, have you heard from like Major League Baseball as to like an assumption as to when the season is going to start?
Yeah.
No, great question. You know, we've talked to them periodically, rather frequently, and we just don't know. I think there's just so many unknowns out there as far as how long we're going to have to follow the guidelines of CDC and some of the health agencies and experts, but we do know that the social distancing is something that's been encouraged by all. I think all 30 teams right now are closed. The offices work and telecommute and remotely like most of us are. Mm-hmm. It's just a different world. So we're waiting to find out, you know, when we can. And I imagine there's going to be a little startup as well where we're going to need a week or two to get our guys back in shape and have some exhibition games before we even get going with the regular season when that starts.
See, and that's what I was going to ask was what are the guys doing right now? Because they can't be practicing. Are they just working out at home? What are they doing?
Yeah, a little bit of both. You know, we've opened up our facility. I think we're going to transition from spring training over to Chase Field and still keep it open. So guys option, you know, it's their option. They can come in. Others have returned home and we're just monitoring them, their workouts and hoping that they stay safe and healthy because they're probably going to go to their local gyms or work out at home. But
right.
It is a challenge right now to keep tabs on everybody, but we, we have to do this, and we're going to make sure that we still maintain a place for them to go to here and oversee those workouts with our trainers and coaches.
Because, I mean, right now what the CDC is, nobody over, no groups over 25. So now if they lift that a little bit, could you see the Major League Baseball season kicking off with no fans in the stands?
You know, I think that's an option. We would much rather play, obviously, in front of the fans.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And I think it also depends on some of these other cities. You know, we're in a different situation here in Arizona. We know it's going to heat up, and that may affect positively the virus and slow it down. But some of these other cities have said, you know, they're not going to allow any activity or baseball for, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever it may be. So, you know, then it's a question of where would they play in exchange? Would they come here? Would we allow them to in our market? Well, the answer is yes. We'll allow anybody to play in Arizona at their spring training sites, even at Chase Field if they need it. We'll do whatever it takes. But there's so many questions to be answered with all 30 markets. We just don't know.
I think that's awesome that you're willing to say, no, you can come here, use your spring training facility, opening up Chase Field, because baseball is such an important aspect in so many people's lives, especially in springtime. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a huge baseball fan, and the fact that it's not happening, like, I'm pretty bummed about it.
I'm very bummed, obviously. Yeah, and I agree with you. And the other thing is, you know, baseball is the one sport that always brings us back to normalcy, and it's the escape. You think back to 9/11 right after that.
Oh, yeah.
It was baseball
right.
That brought us back together, and I think we could do it again after all of this.
That's awesome.
Derek Hall, the chief executive officer of the Arizona Diamondbacks, on the phone with us. And we were supposed to be throwing out the first pitch on March 30th. Will that come back around? Will we get that opportunity?
You better believe that's going to come back
around. Don't leave us hanging, Derek.
No. You've got my word. You guys are back out there throwing that first pitch.
I love it.
We were looking forward to it. We still are.
As are we. Love it so much. Derek Hall, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Gunnar Cheyenne, thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.